Welcome back to Psukei Adaf. Together we're going to be learning together Shabbos Kuf Lamed Dalet, the 134th Daf in Shabbos. This Daf contains two Psukim, and the Pasuk we're going to be focusing on is the one that appears on our base from Bereshis, Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Chof Hey. The Pasuk reads as follows, Vayi Bayoim Hashlishi, it was on the third day, B'yosom Koyavim, when they were in great pain, Vayikhu Shnei B'nei Yaakov, Shimon V'Levi Achei Dina, Shimon and Levi, the brothers of Dina, took Ish Charboi, each man took their sword, Vayavo Al Ha'ir Betach Vayargu Kol Zachar, and they came upon the city when the city was felt that it was secure, and they killed all the males. The Gemara quotes a Brisa, which supports Rava from this, which is, addresses the issue of why it is that there is a leniency of Marchitzin Hakoton Bein Lifnei Mila Bein Acha Mila B'Yom Rishon Kedarkos. So if let's say the Mila falls out on a Shabbos, a person is able to wash the child, the infant, before and after the Mila on the first day. U'Vayom Ashlishi Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. But let's say the Mila was on a Thursday, so Thursday is day one, Friday is day two, Shabbos is day three. Mizalvin olav beyad, a person can sprinkle the water as well. There's a concern of the third day. Why is it? Why is the third day so special? And the our pasuk is quoted not as a raya but a zecher ladavar, as a hint to the matter, as a mention to the matter that the day of three after Mila is an important day. How do we get to this? What's the story over here? So as a reminder, when we go back to this section in Bereshis Perek Lamed Dalet, this is the story of Shechem, the story of Dina, when Shechem and Hamor, this whole episode when there was the rape of Dina and the negotiations to have intermarriage, which the brothers used this opportunity to demand circumcision from all of the inhabitants of Shechem. And ultimately, when they were in a compromised medical state, they took advantage and wiped them all out. And there's a long discussion why the people of Shechem were in fact considered liable for this. Were Shimon and Levi doing the right thing? They seem to win the debate with their father. Their father is silent after this whole episode ensues. What is going on over here? So what are we learning from here? It's interesting that the Mepharshim actually debate what the issue of this third day is. As an example, the Rashi says, why is it on the third day that Shimon and Levi came to the city? So Rashi takes it kipshuto, based on this brayso, that the third day is a day which is particularly painful for a person who's undergone this operation, this procedure called circumcision. Now, generally speaking, we don't have the opportunity of asking our 11-day-old children, you know, how the experience went, our 10-day-old children. So we don't have that opportunity, although in other cultures they do it at a later stage in life. So it's hard to know that medically. Is that true? Is it the third day is particularly painful? There are other Mepharshim who debate this. So the Das Zakeni Mibali Atosis on the Torah points out, and he asks it, what's going on over here? And he says that, you know what? The reason why it was the third day was because on the third day was the time when the people of the city started regretting their deal. They realized that they were in this and it just wasn't pleasant to be suffering for so long. That's when they started regretting. So it had less to do about the pain threshold than it had to do with actually their rethinking things, which is why they did not act. Shimon and Levi did not act wholly in a deceitful way. However, he points out that maybe, though the Da'avad HaTosis point out, that maybe it could be that not all of them were able to have Mila on day one. After all, we're talking about a major medical procedure for an entire village. So it probably and possibly took 3 days and in a production line to get everybody circumcised. So on the third day was the first day that everybody in the village, in fact, was circumcised, which put them all in a compromised state. So it's less about the three-day lag in terms of the actual Mila and the pain. It's rather that they're all universally experiencing that pain as well. In fact, the tour in his Tura Aruch, which is his more halachic commentary on the Torah, as opposed to the Baal HaTurim, where he does a lot of gematrias and esoteric ideas, he says that, in fact, that the reason why it took 3 days was because there was debate among the brothers of Yaakov, in fact, that they themselves were debating whether or not to go about it in this way, and that's why it took them so long. And the chiddush that seems to be displayed over here is that even though it was the third day, they were still in pain, which is what perhaps allows mezalfin lahalacha. halacha in this case. So just a lot of interesting debate as to understanding this halacha and the particular story that the Remez is based on. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.